You've got a lovely way to start the morning. Just to watch and hear geese fly overhead heading south. It's Wednesday the 30th of September. The last day. Another beautiful morning. Clear skies as far as I can tell, but there was a frosty haze that was quite deep actually. It's probably about 10-12 feet deep over the park. Very light, but the sun's already chasing it off, even though the sun is low. 30th of September. 30 days past September, April, June, and Jucky Burton. I'm sure I said this last year, but it's a bit of an annual thing with me. I still think of it, it's crazy after all the years. Jucky Burton, when we were kids, Wayne's up the road there, in Fallside. There was a family that bought me the scheme, the Burtons. And the dad, Jucky, got 30 days for what the Americans would call a misdemeanor. I can't remember exactly what he did now, but he got 30 days for it. So forevermore, we, that's us, the Waynes in the scheme, would chant this whenever we saw him. He could never catch us, thankfully. Once you get out, that is. 30 days, Jucky Burton. Childhood memories. I'm beginning to feel that already at this age. My mind's beginning to revert so heavily into childhood stuff. It's cold this morning. It is nipply. Nipply? Is a new word. Nippy cold. Nippy cold. But it's beautiful. It's so calm. And another perfect autumn morning. Yesterday, another stunner of a day. Absolutely glorious. So beautiful and warm. God, it's hard to believe actually. It was, myself and my wife went down to Llanlithgow in the afternoon and parked up, and when I walk around Llanlithgow Loch and Palace in glorious warm sunshine. Oh boy, so beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. It was like a summer's day. There was people sitting on benches, just doing nothing. Sitting looking at the palace, or looking at the loch, or the swans, or the people going by. We wandered around very slowly and blethering to each other about things. Yes. Feeling good this morning. Even though I have to go into Edinburgh today. Fortunately, it's not into the heart of Edinburgh, it's this side, it's the west end, the outskirts. But I still don't like going into Edinburgh at any time, for anything. Always go west, young man. I know a song about that. so heavenly. Yeah, that's a good word. Heavenly, heavenly. I see myself when I'm gone, walking round some beautiful gardens, sun shining. Maybe I'll be able to pick what kind of morning I want to get up to. Maybe I'll be able to say, I'd love to get up to a late autumn morning with sunshine and cold and stillness. And, that would be heaven, wouldn't it? Yes, I wonder if many of us would say to whoever, I'd like to get up tomorrow morning to driving wind and rain. Blustery gales. Yeah, give me that. Go on. I'm watching a blue tit that's just grabbed some kind of nut or seed, taking it to a wee branch to nibble away at it with its beak, its tiny beak. And a magpie just turned up on one of the trees across the fence and then immediately saw me and flew off again. It's good to have them frightened of me. You can clearly hear the throng, or the thrum, or the drone of the distant motorway, the M8 running between Edinburgh and Glasgow. Mornings like this, you can hear it clearly. It's like a background hiss or noise you could have on your music or your tapes. It's there, always there. Most times you're not aware of it. Only when I stop talking, it becomes almost exaggerated in my ears. Can't help but hear it. But most days I come out and my mind blocks it out. Strange thing is that in a short while I'll be making some noise on that motorway heading east. No, actually, I think I'll totally avoid the motorway. I'll go the scenic route. Takes longer, but much more enjoyable run. Peace in the garden.